Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Shut up.
You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now an additional radio station signal, 94.9 FM. This show is growing so big that we just need more radio station signals just to carry the load from all of the listeners that we have. And don't forget the Drive Out Hunger with Schultz Ford. It's going on right now through December 25th. Schultz Ford up in the Highlands in Tri-Delphia, along with the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling, are fighting hunger. Bring your non-perishable food donations to the dealership, to Schultz Ford Wheeling, between now and September 25. For every item you give, Schultz Ford Wheeling will match it. And again, they are fighting hunger, Schultz Ford Wheeling and the Soup Kitchen of Greater Wheeling. And you can be part of this thing. It has to be non-perishable food. Don't bring them a Big Mac, okay? Because that will perish. Somebody will eat it there. A lot of people will eat it there, actually. Like cans and bags and stuff that can keep on a shelf and all of that. Non-perishable. Drive Out Hunger with Schultz Ford Wheeling. Make sure you bring lots of stuff. Tell them Dimitri sent you. All right, next. We got this thing going on in Wellsburg. It's the damnedest thing. You got this mayor, hardcore leftist, unapologetic liberal who can't write. His name is Danny Dudley, and Mayor Dan Dudley. And he wrote a very hateful thing, very poorly written, by the way. I mean, cringeworthy bad. Sad day in America, flying a American flag, half mass, M-A-S-E, for a racist, priceless Wellsburg Mayor Daniel L. Dudley. It's embarrassingly bad on so many different levels. But, hey, it is free speech. Anyway, so there's this delegate from the 3rd District in West Virginia named Jimmy Willis who wants to do something about this. So we asked him to join us here in Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Jimmy, welcome to Big Willie 105.5. How you doing this morning, Delegate Willis?
Good, Dimitri. Good to be with you.
So what is the deal? Thank you. What is the deal here with Mayor Dudley? Is he as dumb as he looks, or is he as liberal as he looks, or is it, what's the real story with this guy?
Well, it does appear he is probably even more liberal than I thought. I had several posts of his sent to me of just this radical left-wing spewing of MSNBC talking points. And the post that I made about the one you just shared was the one where he used his title as mayor, and I felt it crossed the line because that does not represent what the people of Wellsburg feel.
How do you know what the people of Wellsburg feel? Because this guy has been mayor now for quite a while. In fact, I think in the last election he ran on a post. Is that right?
Yeah, it is, and it speaks to a bigger problem that we addressed in the House this year of these off-year municipal elections in small towns where they just kind of sneak the elections in on you, and that's why in the year 2032 they're going to be coming online with all elections, and they'll be elected on the same day that everyone else is.
All right. Now, I thought Wellsburg was politically very conservative, but apparently not. It's got a real liberal streak to it. Is that right?
Well, it appears so with him, but I mean it's a town that I won heavily last time around. And President Trump won heavily last time around. So I think it speaks to another problem we have of allowing these people to run in nonpartisan races, and they get to hide behind a shield of it being a nonpartisan race, and they don't have to give you their party affiliation and some of their beliefs as most people on the ballot do.
Well, how did he sneak in then? Because he's lived there for a very long time, lots of deep roots there, family tradition and all of that. So how is it that he was able to sneak in when everybody knew who he was?
It blows my mind as well, to be honest with you. It just seems like no one else wanted to be mayor of Wellsburg. Since I made that post about his, I have had many people reach out to me about wanting to be the mayor of Wellsburg, and they just don't want to sit on the sidelines anymore. So it'll be interesting to see how the next few weeks and months go. Damn. On what decision he makes.
All right. So the bad grammar and the misspelling aside regarding his post, I mean, I honestly, I couldn't believe that this was written by a mayor of any city in West Virginia or Ohio. I mean, putting the misspellings and the bad grammar aside, which is just appalling, this guy, this isn't the only hateful post that he has done. He is, some of my sources there in Brook County have sent me lots and lots of different screenshots of his post. My God, he makes Rachel Maddow look like a MAGA person.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that blew my mind the most was sharing a post of a hoodie that said something to the effect of, if I don't debate with people, Harriet Tubman would have shot. I think that's...
my God.
That's crazy. And I just, in a time of where we are politically in this country, I think sharing posts about, you don't talk to people who Harriet Tubman would have shot. Well, what does that mean? You know, I mean, it's just confusing to me, especially when in Harriet Tubman's time, it was the founding of the Republican Party that ended slavery in this country.
Well, it's not confusing to me. It's the left trying to trigger more violence. I mean, the today's leftists, the far-aught leftists, are incredibly violent, vicious people, and they don't even try to hide it. You know, we're Nazis, we're fascists, we all need to be punched in the face, we all need to die. I mean, it just, this is another example of that. You got the mayor of Wellsburg, according to you, the post that, this is someone that Harriet Tubman would have shot. Shot, you mean like they would have shot Charlie Kirk? I mean, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
It just shows you what happens when you sit around all day listening to MSNBC and CNN. I mean, you just get this radical left-wing spew of hatred poured into your brain. You know, if he would have spent more time working hard for the city of Wellsburg, maybe some of this stuff wouldn't have happened. But it's an unfortunate situation that I'm happy to say now we've had over 1,000 people sign a petition to call for his resignation. This Saturday at 9 a.m., there's going to be a peaceful protest in Wellsburg to call for his resignation, and this thing is going far and wide.
All right, that's going to be at the corner of 8th and 9th on Commerce Street, is that right?
Correct.
All right, what is there? What's a big landmark there?
So that would be that would be the sidewalk in front of Bear Track Sportsman Store. Would be right there, right the next block down from the... It would be the block between the Family Dollar and the Marathon in Wellsburg.
All right, and the Sportsman Store has got no problem with this, with your protest?
I have not heard from them. We're going to be on the sidewalk. That's just the block that was decided to use. I have not been a planner of this. I have just been supporting them and told them when they asked me to attend, I said I would attend. But the plan is to be on the public sidewalk, not in their parking lot.
All right. Who is organizing this?
There's been several people who've reached out to me about it, so no one has said I'm the one who planned this, but I've had two or three people reach out to me to make sure I was going to be in attendance. So to name one person, I'm not too sure. And I want to be careful because some of the people who have been involved with this are fearful of some retaliation, be it because they're still in school or their employer. So I do want to be careful mentioning people's names because there are people afraid of attacks back from the left.
Jimmy, a live exclusive interview with Delegate Jimmy Willis, the 3rd District in West Virginia. I want to make sure I understand you clearly. Are you saying that Mayor Dudley has enough political clout to reach into the school system to punish people within the public school there, the Brook School System? Is that what you're saying?
No, not Mayor Dudley himself. Just some of them are in college, you know, some of these, you know, more liberal places like college campuses and some of their employers. There are concerns about other people. I'm not saying Mayor Dudley himself, but other people who would be involved in the college campuses and stuff who they fear of retaliation.
Like Bethany?
No, it wasn't Bethany. It was a different school.
Which one?
It was a nursing school.
A nursing school.
Yeah, I don't want to get too specific, and it wasn't that they were legitimately threatened. They were just concerned that they would be threatened because of being on a college campus and that liberal environment.
Sure. Now, he is the mayor. Can he have his police department break up the rally if you don't have all the right permits?
He could be, but, I mean, you would basically be telling people they can't walk on a public sidewalk.
Well, so, you're holding, now hold on here, you're holding a demonstration here, so it's not just walking on a sidewalk. You might really, especially you, being a delegate, live exclusive interview, by the way, with Delegate Jimmy Willis, 3rd District in West Virginia, regarding the problem with this Mayor Dudley, this woke, I don't even know what to call him at this point, I really don't. By the way, FYI, we reached out to Mayor Dudley, sent him an email, sent him a text, no reply. Absolutely no reply. Jimmy, are you surprised by how the media here in this market, the ones that he is talking to, toss him softball questions and almost appear to be on his side?
You know, it doesn't surprise me to an extent, but I know some of them have done a pretty good job. I've interviewed with some of the ones he's interviewed with, and they've done pretty good. But, yeah, you're going to see that. I mean, at the end of the day, the media is the media. And so you're starting to leg down sometimes as a conservative, but that's okay. You know, I just took some lessons from Charlie Kirk himself, and as long as you continue to move forward with the facts, you know, the popular opinion will be with you.
I really think you should check to make sure that no permit is needed. I think that would be a wise thing. Dot every I, cross every T. I think that's what Charlie Kirk would do.
Absolutely. I will make sure the right people who are planning do so.
Absolutely. And tell them Dimitri said so. Again, it's to protect you and, again, to follow the law. I mean, you got to make sure you follow the law here. So, question, did you ever attend any of the events or take any of the classes or seminars of Turning Point?
I have not. The only time I've seen Charlie Kirk speak in person was at the President Trump's inauguration in January.
And you were there?
Yes.
That's great. That is absolutely great. What else is going on with this Mayor Dudley? And again, we reached out to him. We still have not heard back from him at all. My sources tell me that he's gone on friendly media and gotten a lot of softball questions, but just not even a response to our respectful requests. And to me, that just says, in a typical keyboard warrior, they talk tough when they're typing in their mom's basement, but boy, they don't want to face tough questions. They really don't. What else can you tell me about this mayor and what's going on in Wellsburg?
So what do you want to know? Just about some more of the stuff he's shared in the past?
Yeah, give us a sense of this Mayor Dudley.
I think you said you've seen some of the posts, so you've seen some of the radicalness he's had. I mean, it's mind-blowing that a small-town mayor from West Virginia is posting stuff like that. I think the video, I don't know if someone shared with you a video he shared the day after all of this blew up. I can't even repeat half the stuff in there on air for fear of, you know, your show getting muted because of some of the just vile stuff that was said in there. I mean, he called... Yeah. At one point, the video he shared called the Charlie Kirk assassination a hoax, called the attempted assassination of President Trump and Butler a hoax. I mean, it was just off-the-wall stuff.
Is this Mayor Dudley, does he have like, is he, how do I say this tactfully, is he stable mentally?
I'm questioning that myself.
Really? Seriously, you question it, or is it just you're just being snarky now?
I mean, just if you're willing to openly share such vile left-wing stuff, I question is how much that left-wing spewing from MSNBC has affected you.
All right. Now, this petition drive online, you say more than 1,000 people have signed on to this thing?
Yes. When I last checked last night, it was 1,080-something.
All right. Now, in fairness to Dudley, do any of them live in Wellsburg?
A good bit of them do. I couldn't give you the exact number, but I know a good bit of them do. It's just with a petition from change.org, you can't tell anybody no as long as they fill out the proper information. But it is a good bit of them that are from Wellsburg.
Wow. And Wellsburg still has the Apple Festival?
Yes.
Okay. Ernie Jack?
Yes.
Okay. Has this, or when is the Apple Festival this year? Or did we already have
it? It is the first weekend in October, I believe.
That's in a couple of weeks. That's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do here? This is actually really important. What are we going to do here with this Mayor Dudley with the Wellsburg Apple Festival coming up in a couple of weeks? I mean, there could be all. Is he going to be part of this thing?
you know, I don't know what he's planning right now in regards to that. He obviously hasn't had too much to say to me since this whole thing took off. But, you know, what I would recommend to people is, you know, if you've bought a Charlie Kirk shirt since his terrible assassination, or if you had one before, put it on. Make sure he sees you there as a proud, you know, someone who's going to stand for free speech, stand for Charlie. Show him that Wellsburg is a free town, and it believes that free speech is important, and we should praise people who went onto college campuses to keep debate open, not hate them and be upset that the flag was flown at half staff for them.
Exactly. This half-mast thing, M-A-S-E, it's like, oh, my God. I mean, is he a functional illiterate was my first thought. I don't think he is, but my God in heaven. Well, here's the other thing, and we're almost out of time, Jimmy. I always give my guests the last word. So you've got about a minute or so to say pretty much anything you want. You can repeat key points, bring up new points, and tell people how to get in touch with you. Delegate Jimmy Willis, my microphone is yours.
Well, thank you, Dimitri. What I would say is, look, in a time of where we are with political violence and stuff like that, allowing, you know, left-wingers to hide in nonpartisan offices and spew hateful rhetoric instead of doing the work of the town, I find it dangerous, and I find it, you know, challenging to the future of our small communities. You know, Wellsburg needs some help and needs some love. It needs a leader who's actually going to lead, not just spew MSNBC hate all day. And I look forward to when he does do his one true act of leadership and resign, working with the next mayor to move Wellsburg forward and make it the beautiful town it was and will be again.
And if people want to get more information, talk with you, how do they do that, Jimmy Willis?
Yeah, my social medias, I have my personal page, I have my delegate page, my delegate page on X. Feel free to reach out to me on any of those. That's kind of been the way I've been communicating with people since this all took off. And that's where I've been posting a lot of key details. The big news yesterday was the Libs of TikTok, that huge TikTok page that's exploded to all media platforms. Their X page with 4.4 million followers shared this and called for his resignation as well.
Unbelievable. Jimmy Willis on Big Willie 105.5. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dimitri. You too.